Good afternoon, everybody. I know everybody is tired, and so I will not take long time. So I will appreciate to be here another 15 more minutes. The title of my project is Spatial Distribution and Chemical Speciation of Soil Phosphorus in Bend. What form we apply in the soil the fertilizer phosphorus? When it is in the soil, it transforms to the another form. So we want to see that thing. The forms and distribution of phosphorus applied in the soil, it depends on several things, like source of phosphorus. It is from manure or inorganic fertilizer. Because difference in the chemical forms of phosphorus in the initial fertilizer is different. And the application method, it is broadcasting application or injection or band application. Because when we apply fertilizer in the soil by different application, using different application method, and how it comes to the soil contact, and also the soil chemistry, and how these applied phosphorus react with the soil constituents present in the soil, like with calcium, iron, aluminium. So, very little work has been done on how phosphorus source applied in band impacts the nature and transformation of phosphorus in soil. And we also use the Jenks spectroscopy to analyze what forms of phosphorus present in soil. But this phosphorus Jenks spectroscopy is underutilized in studies of chemical speciation in soil. And our objective of this project is to reveal the spatial distribution and chemical speciation of soil phosphorus when manure or inorganic fertilizer phosphorus is applied in soil in the band. And my research site is located in Saskatchewan province, Canada. One is manure applied site, and another is inorganic fertilizer applied research site. The soil of the manure applied research site is black chernozem with high organic matter, and soil is loamy. And inorganic fertilizer applied soil is sandy loam with brown chernozemic soils. And we applied solid cattle manure at the rate of 60 ton per hectare at the 10 centimeter depth and 75 centimeter spacing. And inorganic fertilizer we applied at a 60 kilogram phosphorus pentoxide per hectare at the 10 centimeter depth and 40 centimeter spacing, which is the typical agronomic rate of inorganic phosphorus fertilizer application of that area. So we collected the soil sample using the nail boat monolith. First we excavated trench, then we insert the nail boat on the trench of the wall and broken down the wall of the trench and bring that intact monolith in the lab. Then we collected the soil samples from the center of the fertilizer we applied, and far away from the distance, every 5 centimeter distance up to 20 centimeter. And the soil samples we had dried and ground. And first we did some basic soil characteristic analysis, and we wanted to see the total phosphorus present at the center of the band and far away from the band. And we did by the acidization method. And to see the different fraction of phosphorus at the center sample, we did the sequential chemical extraction. And what form of phosphorus present in that each sample, we did some Jenks analysis. Jenks is X-ray absorption near the spectroscopy. So I will show the result by sequence. So we can see the total phosphorus in soil as a function of phosphorus source, distance, and slope position from the injection zone, I mean the center of the soil. The X-axis showed the same distance from center and is 5 centimeter distance, and the y-axis showed the concentration of the phosphorus. We can see first we applied inorganic fertilizer as monoammonium phosphate and urea blended. So we can see the total amount of phosphorus at the center of the sample is both slope, up slope, blue is up slope and red is the down slope. Center of the band is high amount of phosphorus observed, and it decreased with that distance. We can see the same trend in the manure applied soil. The total amount of phosphorus is higher at the center and it decreases with the distance. And we can see the sharp decrease from the center, just away from the center in downslope position both side, because it may be region that the greater retention of phosphorus and less mobility of phosphorus in the downslope positions. And to see the phosphorus fraction by sequential extraction from the center sample, we can see this right graph of my slide, the upslope soil, and this is the downslope soil in organic fertilizer applied. We can see the sulfuric acid extracted, which is calcium associated phosphorus, which is higher in the upslope position. But in the downslope, we can see sodium hydroxide extracted, which is iron and aluminium associated phosphorus, is higher. Because in the higher slope, there is a lot of calcium present and high pH. And downslope, the pH is low and little acidic, so we get some iron and aluminium acetate phosphorus as well. But in the manure applied soil, we can see both slope, the bicarbonate extractable, which is labial phosphorus, is much higher in both slope, especially in the downslope. But also in the downslope, we can see sodium hydroxide extractable phosphorus, is iron and aluminium associated phosphorus, is higher. So we did to see the different form of phosphorus. We collected the Jenks data from the Canadian light source using the phosphorus KS XSRMB soft X-ray micro characterization beam line at 2140 to 2190 electron volt energy range. We collected the several aspects of each sample and then averaged it. But the identification of the amount of calcium phosphate present in it is challenging due to subtle difference in genes of different samples. But in other studies, we have seen that calcium phosphate ratio dictates the what calcium phosphate minerals present. Because if the calcium phosphate ratio is less than 1, then most of the phosphorus present in the brucite form. But when it goes up 1.67, then phosphorus present as apatite. So with the calcium phosphorus ratio, using the different phosphorus standard, we can identify what form of phosphorus present and what ratio. Here are some Jenks data. This data is the background subtracted Jenks spectra from the centers to the far away from the distance. We can see the intensity of the peak is highest in the center sample. That means the intensity is high, the higher amount of phosphorus present in the soil. What we have seen in, we measured the total phosphorus in the soil. And we tried to feed this Jenks data with the different phosphorus standard by using the linear combination Jenks fitting. So we see the phosphorus is fitted well with in the center sample, the red is, this is the center sample and down is the farthest away sample, 20 centimeter. The center sample, most of the phosphorus present as the apatite and absorbed form. But far away, most of the phosphorus present is, it is anticipated that 90% phosphorus is apatite form. And in the center sample, the upper soil of this site is high calcium. So calcium phosphorus ratio is high, but far away this calcium phosphorus ratio higher and higher. So this region with high calcium phosphorus ratio, phosphorus react with the calcium and it form the calcium phosphate minerals, which is apatite. But in the downslope position, we can see the this background subtracted data in the downslope soil. We can see the center of the band soil, the peak intensity very high and drastic decreased. We can see the downslope, total amount of phosphorus also see that drastically decreasing. And this center sample fit well with the absorbed phosphorus in the center sample, but far away from the center, we can see most of the phosphorus present as absorbed, but some of the brucite. And the downslope of that site is pH low. And when monoammonium phosphate dissolved, it decreases the pH of the soil. And Jepson et al. 2005 showed that the downslope of that site is highly rich and acidic. So iron and aluminium tend to predominate of the downslope position. So this region we can see the phosphorus is absorbed from in the downslope position. But the manure applied side, we can see the background data. The center is red and decreased drastically, gradually from the away from the center. And the center sample fit well with the organic phosphorus and brucite, and far away from the absorbed phosphorus and apatite. And we know the solid cattle manure contain fair amount of organic matter because bedding materials added with the solid cattle manure before application. So we assume the phosphorus will be present in the solid cattle manure applied soil as organic form. And we can also see far away from the distance the calcium phosphorus ratio increase, and with high pH, so phosphorus transformed to the apatite form. And downslope of the manure applied soil, we can see the same trend. The intensity of the peak in very high at the center and drastically decrease with the, just away from the center. And downslope soil fit well with brucite and organic phosphorus, and far away with absorbed phosphorus and brucite. So the calcium phosphorus ratio is downslope position is low, low, and also the pH low. So phosphorus transferred to the absorbed form and some of the brucite form. So we can say from all of the result that what form we are applying the fertilizer phosphorus, when it is in the soil, it transforms to the another form. And it depends on like phosphorus source, distance, and also the slope positions. So you conclude that total phosphorus is highest in band center and decreased rapidly with distance from the band. And the inorganic fertilizer speciation, we see absorbed phosphorus is higher in the center of the band than further away. And apatite dominates as reaction product adjacent to the band center in the upslope, and absorbed phosphorus dominates at the downslope. And manure applied side, the manure applied soil speciation, we have seen that dicalcium phosphate is dominant in the center, and while brucite and apatite appears further away from the center in the upslope, and brucite dominates at downslope center, but brucite phosphorus is dominant further away from the center. And this is the first work we have done which has successfully applied the Jenks to normal concentration of phosphorus in soil and provide some good quality, high resolution phosphorus Jenks spectra. And we got some findings, that is, what is the importance of adsorption to describe the Jenks data. And we have seen the mobility of organic phosphorus in solid cattle manure appears limited than phosphate. And calcium phosphorus ratio can predict what form of calcium phosphate needed to feed the Jenks. Thank you, everybody. Iron, several standards, all of the calcium, and for iron, aluminium phosphate, iron phosphate. So we try to fit lot of standards. So mainly, not separately, for absorbed phosphorus, it's aluminium or iron, so we only see the absorbed phosphorus, as aluminium phosphate or iron phosphate.
The
monoammonium phosphorus applied, inorganic fertilizer applied soil is just after 1 month. And manure applied is after 1 year.
Any more questions for Ranko? about the previous few speakers.
Thank you.
I have a question for previous speaker because we didn't have enough time. One for David and the other one for Hakim Rani. But I think those two run out of time. Anybody have any or any other speaker for that matter?
Yeah, I just had a question for Dave. Did you keep track of the pH of the soils, and is there a concern of acidification with the change of pyrite?
Let's see. The soil where I got my mesocalcins from, that pyrite was much deeper. It was probably about 10 feet or so deeper than the bottom of the ditch. But what we were looking at there in that one slide that I showed it. That was an acid sulfate soil at the top. It had very low pH at the top. So there's no doubt that pyrite was very close to the surface there, and it was oxidizing and giving very low pHs.
Okay, is there any other question for any other speaker? Even this morning, if I... Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the speakers.